Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
Wish it was Sunday.
Another pleasant valley Sunday.
Sunday came, trashed me out again.
Wake up!
Good morning, and we're in trouble.
Life, health, home, travel, and more. Life Matters, brought to you by Mercy Health, a passion for making lives better.
Is the laugh button working?
Good, all right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Life Matters is on your radio, Lake 96.1.
And welcome to Life Matters on this fine Sunday morning in America. Is it still America?
Yeah, it is. Okay. Good morning.
Morning.
Good to see you.
You too.
Thanks.
This is our like first real actual show.
It is.
In
you and I together.
Yeah.
That's right. Of the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And what a year it's been.
Already.
Just this week. How many, you know, what is the meme that goes around and says like what a year this week has been already? Like, I don't know. Just anyway. So I'm sure we'll get to that. And
can
don't
you
even get me started?
Just as people are listening, do you do realize that we will still be doing this bit at the end of the show that we call "Don't Even Get Me Started"?
Right.
And can you imagine what it's going to be like today?
Mm.
And this is "Don't Even Get Me Started" with me on pain medicine still.
Ooh, this is gonna be fun.
While it should be,
you know, right? I know.
Not so riled,
but
I don't think.
I'm sure that you're riled. I'm can see
I'm pretty riled.
Yeah, you are. I know.
I'm pretty riled.
I think we all are.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's taken a lot of self-control not to just completely go crazy.
Go crazy.
On social
be
media.
Depressed. Go. You know. I mean, mm-hmm. It's just it is. But before we do that, before we talk about that, how are you?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm okay. I you know, I had this. Procedure last week that was not successful because the stones in my kidney are compacted too hard and they're so big and they're so close together that the instrument that they needed to put in order to go in and do the work that they wanted to do, they couldn't get it through there. They tried going around it and through it, under it, over it, blah, blah, blah. It was a half-hour procedure. It was supposed to be a half-hour procedure that took 2 hours. They tried
and tried.
And when I woke up, I remember this poor girl, this nurse, and I can't remember her name. I think her name started with an M. But anyway, she was a surgical nurse, and she was just the sweetest thing. And she was, like, so apologetic. Like, it's her fault my kidney is so screwed up. And, they tried and tried and they just couldn't do it. So then I stayed overnight and they tried the blasting thing on the kidney stones to see if we could shake some stuff up, loosen some stuff up, get rid of some stuff in order to go back in and get that original procedure to be able to happen. So mm-hmm. They're working very hard and trying very hard. They're not, I am not a pain medicine person. And I am not a, oh my gosh, slice me open, figure it out kind of person either. Like, the less invasive, the better. I like to be conservative about it.
I
want to feel better.
Most doctors are the same way that they would rather.
Well, definitely
not,
at mercy.
Yeah.
Definitely at mercy. And I think I'm one of the few people that walk in there and say, do whatever you got to do to not have to give me so much pain medicine mm-hmm. because I just don't like that chemical.
Well, it does. It really screws up your whole body and your whole chemistry within your body. So, mm-hmm.
It makes me not feel like I'm in control of what I'm having.
Yep.
You know, like when I take my vitamin B and my vitamin D, I know what that's doing and I know, but I don't.
That's different than taking a pain pill.
It's different than popping a Percocet.
Right.
Which I just won't take. I just won't take them.
Yeah.
And so I survive on Tylenol. I can take Tylenol. And then I have this other medicine that helps with the spasms and mm-hmm. cramping and stuff like that because I have the stent.
Because you have the stent. Yeah.
And that's the worst part. If I didn't have that stent thing in, I'd be perfectly fine. My body, just for whatever reason, it does not tolerate those.
Well, it's a foreign object in your body. And so you have to live with a stent for... A few more for a few, another week at least, or
well,
what?
Well, yes. So I go back on Friday to, because you have to let things drain and settle and everything. And this is a lot of trauma when they do this stuff on your kidney, you know, like it's ultrasonic blasting. And so, I mean, it's pretty focused on specific points, but it's still a lot of trauma. You can't just do it over and over again. And there's nothing wrong with the function. It just is my kidney's unhappy because it's having to work around these huge, have become huge kidney stones. So I go back in on Friday and, you know, I'll run over and get a quick x-ray first, and then they'll be able to see that right away. And then he'll make a decision on whether or not this was successful enough to try the original procedure again, or if we have to go another route. Yeah. What I know is that they have to come out. They're too big. They can't stay. They're blocking. They're moving things around. It's just not.
And they're going to have to do surgery.
They're
going
to have to do
that.
Something. Yeah.
Right.
And so, yeah, but I have the best, you know, I mean, it's once again, from the very first person that I checked in with to the very last person to the phone calls to make sure I was okay. There was a mess up. One of the medicines that I take, there's a shortage of it because it's also used for anti-anxiety.
No wonder there's a shortage of that.
There's a shortage of it.
Because, yeah. Wow.
And so we called around like four different pharmacies and they didn't have it. And so we finally got it. But, you know, the nurses have to do those things and the doctor, and it's just extra work. And it's so I try really hard to be a good patient and not be a burden. And, you know, but it's not done yet. So, yeah, it's been anybody that has like a prolonged illness of any kind or, you know, something like this that you can get away from it for a little while and then all of a sudden it comes back. And truly, this came back overnight for no reason, worse than it ever has been.
Yeah.
It's
like what is going on?
Right.
Why so fast? And how is your body making them so fast?
I know. And that'll be the next step. Once we get rid of them, but we have to get some out of there first, then they'll send them off to be evaluated again.
Who has had this, listeners,
tons
in your life?
People.
You know what
right.
I mean? Like, what is happening? Like, what if you have any... I don't know if you've been through the similar thing, drop us a note. And, you know, I mean, because
I feel for
really,
you. And that's the reason why I share this kind of stuff is because you're not alone.
Yeah.
Like if you're sitting there and there are days when all I can do is just sit still.
Yeah.
That's it. Otherwise, it hurts to do everything else.
Oh,
and then my thing says, we'll resume normal activity. I'm like, I can't. And then it just is. And it's depressing, but then it's boring and. You know, you're looking at the same four walls and it's just,
well, tell
I'm
Ty to move it back in with you. Then you can see him more on a regular basis.
No,
no, you're not going to go that far.
No, it's not that bad yet.
Okay,
but I
so
will
let me
say
ask this
is he's a very good caretaker.
Aww.
Like he really is.
He is. Yeah. He let us know. I mean, he was very prompt in letting us know when you went in for surgery. When you know, when there was that, you know, like you weren't happy after you came out because of you had to stay the night, which, you know, and they had to go back in the next day. You've been through it. But what I'm wondering is kidney stones, are they genetic?
I
wonder
think
about if
so.
If your kids, are they kind of like taking, I mean, they're adults now. I mean, they have their own kids. So it's like they're taking note of like, okay, what's going on?
Yeah, because I didn't even start having this trouble until I was in like my mid to late 40s.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I had zero.
Yeah, exactly. I've had kidney stones.
And as a matter of fact, I was in lacrosse at a Wisconsin Broadcaster Association summer conference and went to the organizers and said, you know what? I'm supposed to make this presentation, but I really feel weird. Like, I don't feel right. Something is wrong.
It's painful.
And, yeah, I had a lot of pressure, and I just wasn't sure what was wrong. And I was all that way away from home. And I said, if somebody else can make these introductions and do this presentation for me, which they could. It was not a big deal. I'm going to go ahead and go home. And so I packed up my stuff, and I went and I came home. And on the way, I called my doctor, and he said, I'm going to call the emergency room and tell them you're coming. I just want you to go straight there.
Wow.
And that's when they found. And my kidney at that point was 3/4 of the way full of stones.
Oh, my gosh, Nancy.
That was the first time.
Wow.
But then it's been completely cleaned out several times since then.
Wow.
So I don't know. Still. So the next step will be to get the material out of there.
Yeah.
Send it off to be tested.
Yeah.
And figure out what it's made of and then what I can do to avoid eating whatever food or yeah. whatever is causing them to grow so fast. But this one has come, these have come up very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and we don't know why. So, but you're yeah. people that just, you know, you don't like, I don't really look sick. I mean, I do when I'm at home. Don't worry. You know, like I'm not like today is the first day I have fixed my hair in. Aww. I can't tell you how long.
Yeah,
I can't. I can't.
And that,
tell
then,
you
then
how
if you
long.
Haven't done it for a long time, that's tiring.
Oh, it was exhausting.
Are you just exhausted when you get here?
Oh my god!
And just even driving is just a different. It's just like
yeah. Just the only good thing weak. About driving is this heated seats. I mean, I'm
oh,
sitting still,
yes.
and I've got the heated seat, and yeah. that helps.
Yeah,
I like I could sit in the car.
Yeah,
I could just.
Well, we
sit
could
in the
do
car.
This from the car. I don't know yeah. if Tom would want to come out. Well, he probably would.
Why is the Jeep in the lobby? So
because it's too cold to go outside and these have heated seats. We're just bringing
Nancy,
everything inside.
Right. Nancy needed yeah. a heated seat. But it's yeah, it's just a matter of time. It's
yeah.
I'm they know I don't want something super invasive, super quick without a lot of thought because the organ is working.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there's a lot of, and so I just, you know, and I also, but I also, I, this has got to stop. Like it's,
right.
I'm nearing the end of my patience level with
yeah.
it. So, yeah. So
wow.
Get to start off 2020.
I know.
Apparently
and I know
said,
that
hold my beer or
and
whatever.
We've been talking about that. Oh, I know that the, that people that have been listening have heard you say this before with insurance and your deductible, and you wanted this done by the end of 2020.
Uh-huh. Seven
no,
grand.
That just, oh, that just kind of uh-huh. threw you for another loop as yeah. we came into the
they
new
They haven't
year.
Even been able to bill it to me yet because really so far, everything I've had done was still done in 2020. So that went
yeah,
on last year's
right.
plan and we had covered our deductible.
Yeah,
so
that's what I mean. Like you
right,
wanted
so I'm
everything
starting,
done.
Right, so I'm starting fresh.
Yeah, you are.
And I haven't even really had anything done
and you're
after the first of the year after mm-hmm. the rollover yet because mm-hmm. we've been you know we've
yeah.
been I don't go until Friday
yeah
but I already called the business office and said can I just keep the same payment arrangements
yes,
on the bill
you know.
That I'm about to get
exactly
and she's like well yeah you paid the other one off early so why wouldn't we do that again
right.
so yeah you know it's just, dumb no interest
I
no,
know
you just make payments
they make it
they
so
make
easy.
It so easy and so
I'm making my payments
yeah
It is very easy. They work very mm-hmm. hard to help you get into a payment plan that can fit your
yep.
budget. And so,
and
I
like
know.
I said, once again, from the moment I walked in the door to everybody's been so nice. And so
yeah.
I just, you can't really ask for anything more. That helps so much with recovery. But yeah, eventually when you keep having to call them and say, okay, that didn't work. Okay, well now to this and then this. I mean, I do feel bad for bothering them because I'm sure that there's people that are so much sicker than me, but
I think,
oh my God, there's not. No, there, some days there's not.
I think that they probably have just a separate phone. You have a separate
right.
phone number.
The red
they,
line. Oh
the
God.
Red line right to Mercy for Nancy.
I should. No, yeah. I'm not. There are plenty more people sicker than me, but I tell you what.
No,
I, like
but you
I
know
said,
what?
I have so much empathy.
There's different kind. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like there certainly is. There's obviously, but there's only so much you can take
mm-hmm.
from being in pain this long.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only so much pain that your body can
yeah,
tolerate.
Yeah, this has been going
well.
On for a long time.
Yeah, so
like longer than we care to.
Yeah.
We did our show on November 8th and right after the election.
Mm-hmm.
And I went from the studio to the emergency room. That's the day
right.
it started.
Right.
That I realized that I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
And it's been going on ever since.
It
so.
Has. Well, I'm glad that you're here this morning.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
I needed to get out of the house
yeah.
for sure. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
fun interview coming up.
I know. Somebody that I haven't seen for a long time.
I know. I haven't seen him. I mean, we talk, but I haven't seen him. Tom Giovannone, former Lake Geneva police officer, joins us this morning. He is a part of the Lakes Area FOP Lodge, number 19, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the organization, the Fraternal Order of Police across the country helps law enforcement officers and their spouses and families and things like that when anything happens, whether it's an illness, you know, that has nothing to do with the job or you know, something to do with the job, a car accident, shooting, right. You've shot someone, they've been shot, whatever. They're in the background helping, you know, whether it's cutting grass, raising money, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so they have a fundraiser coming up, and Tom's in here. He's coming in to talk about that. And the information is also on our Facebook page and website. And
cool.
I'm guessing Heidi's Hope and all kinds of stuff, because this is a good, you know, this is a good fun time.
It's a good fundraiser.
And a good fun cause.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Tom's going to talk to us a little bit about the bowling tournament coming up, and that's coming up next. And then we have, as you can imagine, I have a little pent up. Don't even get me started.
No way.
I know you're shocked. I know you're shocked.
I feel like that we should just open up the phone lines, because I'm sure a lot of people have this as well. But I don't even know if we'd be able to do that, because
we don't have that kind of time.
We don't have that kind of time, and we have our own.
I know. Like, once again, why am I going to sit here and argue with somebody or allow somebody else to say the exact same thing I'm going to say?
Right.
Because I think far more people are in agreement than they're just afraid to admit it.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Mm-hmm. So anyway, first, we're going to have some fun. Tom Giovannone coming up right after this, right here on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Ooh, it's like the band is back together.
I know.
Awesome,
isn't it? It's
so exciting. Tom Giovannone joins us this morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
It's good to be back. Yeah,
yeah, I know. Well, you retired and then...
I haven't seen either one of you two. Where have you been? I've been here, but...
I've been hiding.
I've been sleeping.
You've been sleeping. So, I want to do both, but I think the rest of the country wants to do both as well.
Oh, boy.
At least half.
Oh.
Yeah, wake me up when
we'll talk
it's
about
over.
That later.
Don't even get me started. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you retired, but you aren't retired because you're busier than ever, and so...
Well, I'm as busy. I just get to sleep more now.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true.
It's kind of working for me.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Is
no,
it working for your wife?
Yeah, I think so.
For you to be home more?
I don't know, because I'm there more.
See, that's what...
See, I don't
we
know.
Should have her on the show.
I know.
Yeah, no.
The wrong person.
No, you don't need to know that
stuff. And talk about this. We'll have her on next week.
Okay. Great.
To dispute everything that you've said. No, the husbands and the spouses are not, just so you know, they're not allowed on the show.
Together?
Like, if we have Amy come on the show, then we have to have, like, Ty and Larry on the show, and no.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
No, it would not. And the FCC, no.
Bleeping?
No. No.
Does
Ty won't even
work?
Listen to the show. He says, you talk about me all the time.
Like, of course we do.
Listen, we don't, okay? Because you're not that exciting. But it's, we do make fun of him because he lives next door to me.
See, there you go.
He lives in the other house next door. And so
did you
I
know
said,
that?
You bring that
I mean,
on yourself.
I knew that. You did know that.
I knew that.
That they live, he's your
husband. Hey, your
husband
lives in the garage.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does in the shop. But still, I mean, your husband has clothes in there. Like, I mean, that really does, that is living.
Oh, no,
in,
he lives there. Yeah, we've just decided he lives there.
Your neighbor husband.
He's my neighbor husband.
Neighbor husband.
Uh-huh.
As long as it works.
Hey,
yeah,
we'll be married longer than the rest of you.
I know. You've seen those houses on Facebook where there's just like a deck that is connecting them or a walkway. Or
like
that's
the bank tube thing, except human size.
That's
right.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. We're hitting 34 years this year.
I know. So. Aww, no, I know.
Congratulations.
She's a saint. No.
Yeah, I got lucky. I take no credit.
No, you guys are awesome. And you know what else is awesome? That, you know, not long ago, the Lakes Area FOP Lodge 19 began.
Yes.
I mean, this is pretty new.
In our second year.
Area.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So talk to us a little bit about what you guys do.
Well, what the FOP is for, first of all, it's across the country.
Right.
It's a huge organization. But we had nothing in this area, and Lieutenant Gritzner from Lake Geneva Police Department thought that it would be a good idea to have, and started rallying the troops, and we have put together a lodge. I think we're close to 70 members now, which
is
pretty good.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And our primary mission, or the FOP's primary mission, is to support law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things we do is fundraising events, and we try to bring money in for our officer distress fund.
Right.
So that way, if an officer is injured or involved in some kind of
any kind of
shooting,
incident.
Whatever,
right,
if they need help, we're there for them.
And their spouses.
Correct. Because, the whole family.
Right. Because people don't realize, okay, so, you know, not, it was about 5 years ago or whatever, an officer I know personally was involved in a shooting up toward Elkhorn. And you don't realize the protocols and the things that have to happen, you know, with the family and the spouse and things like that to know, like, he wasn't hurt. He was the one that had to, unfortunately, stop this person, and the person died, and he but you don't realize, you know, the stress that the rest of the family goes through, the mm-hmm. wife and the, you know, they have to, you know, you, I'm assuming, you know, you have to go notify them, and you want the spouse to come, and, you know, because this is not an easy thing, you know, it's the worst possible thing for the officer, right? So there's so many things that people just don't realize. I mean, I'm assuming that sometimes there's anger and people have to, they can't live at their house for a little while, or, right. you know, the kids can't really go to school for, you know, they're like, things have to take a break or whatever. And you just don't, you have no idea what goes on behind the scenes for mm-hmm. these guys and ladies that protect us every day. And obviously that stuff has to be paid for.
Right.
Right. Well, yeah, not only the financial, which is what we're,
of course,
reason I'm here.
Right, for here.
But also it goes beyond that with simple things like taking out the garbage.
Right.
You know, if there is something that the family needs help with, mowing the grass, shoveling mm-hmm. the sidewalk or the driveway, whatever, that's what the FOPs are for. Mm-hmm. And we have volunteers in the FOP that will go do that.
Right.
You know,
right. Getting some groceries for the family, you know,
correct. Mm-hmm.
All of that. Because
gas
it's
cards.
A mourning period. You know, you know, no, absolutely zero law enforcement officers or first responders want anything to happen ever on their shift. Ever, 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 ever. And so, but when it does, it's devastating to them.
Right.
And for these people that say, well, you know what you got yourself into. Well, of course, but that doesn't mean, you know, that doesn't mean that you, oh, it's just nothing that, oh, yeah, well, you know, I expected to get shot in the leg today, or, you know, oh, I expected to have to pull my gun on someone else. That mm-hmm. all of it is horrific anytime it happens. It doesn't matter.
Right.
And it has to be
it's
appropriately
not just shootings.
Handled.
Oh,
you know, gosh,
I mean,
it, no.
That's always our go-to because it's
is,
the most devastating
right,
thing that
right.
anybody goes through, both on law enforcement and civilian side.
Mm-hmm.
It's nobody wins. Everybody
right.
suffers from that. But it's bad accidents or,
right.
you know, things happening to kids, whatever. There's potential emotional
I would imagine,
issues all the time.
And I would imagine, right. you know, some of the stuff that they see, you know, child abuse cases that they've come upon and things like that, that just, you know, I need a mental break for a few days. And, you know, you just have to, you know, mourn about, I mean, they grieve about these other people and these other families. And so, yeah, it's incredible though, the support that is behind the
yeah.
officers.
Well, and thank God the FOP is there. They
oh,
have
yeah.
helped out. And I'm not talking about our area. I'm talking about across the country. The FOP has helped out so many mm-hmm. officers and so many different situations with legal help or, you know, the guys coming over and painting the house or
right.
whatever. You know,
right.
just use your imagination. That's
right.
what we're there for. We're there to support our own.
Mm-hmm.
Gas carts. There
right.
was an officer that was in the hospital
mm-hmm.
and the family was traveling back and forth
right.
to the hospital, and we donated some gas cards for them or gift
right,
cards for
wonderful.
Gasoline. Just little things like that
expensive.
Go a long way.
Yeah,
right.
the expenses.
And you know what? It does go a long way.
Yep.
It does. And that's what I'm saying is those little things like you there. But it takes a village, you know, just like to raise a child.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a village to support our men and women in blue. And it's I mean, you know how this show and we feel about all of that. And but not only do you take care of all those things? But it seems to me like it's comfort level too. You know, you can count on these guys. You know that they're going to be there for you.
That's
and,
what we're hoping. Yeah.
yeah.
And you know, for me being retired, I'm fortunate because I still teach at the academy
mm-hmm.
and I'm helping out at the PD when they ask me to. But I'm staying involved this way with
right.
law enforcement.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm
right.
still doing something.
Right.
You know, so I'm really happy the lieutenant started or got
oh my
the
gosh.
Ball rolling on it.
So this wasn't around when you were
No. We started
on the force. So
last summer.
Yeah.
This is we're in our second year.
Right. Can you imagine if this would have been available to you when you know a chapter
great.
Here? It would have been really
yeah.
awesome, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So it's great that you are involved
yeah.
with this.
We've all got horror stories that we could have used help yeah. with, you know. So
right.
and
right.
the,
I was at
the
your...
days of old.
I was at your retirement party, and I know why he brings up accidents.
Anyway, I wrecked a lot of stuff.
He wrecked a lot of stuff. So, but it was awesome. I mean, it's just, you know what? The people, no officer who is appropriately and assertively and responsibly doing their job is going to avoid incidents their entire career
mm-hmm.
because those are the situations that our officers are in. And so, I don't mean to make fun of you, but I do.
Believe me,
funny.
I'm used to it.
I know. I think
it's
you
not
would
a
not,
problem.
I don't think you'd feel at home if I didn't. So,
right.
So bowling tournament. Okay. There's nothing more fun than bowling in the winter. I mean, really, come
well,
on.
Well, that's what
I
we're
love
hoping.
The bowling tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lake Geneva Lane has gone way out of their way, as far as I'm concerned, to help us out with this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, on February 14th, we're hosting a bowling tournament at the Lanes.
Aww.
It is $25 a person. You get three games plus shoe and ball rental. If we're looking for teams of five, so if you have a team of five, like LKG, when you put your team together,
yeah.
it's $100 for a team of five.
Okay.
So
all
you're
right.
actually saving money on that. We're going to have some silent auctions
uh-huh.
to, you know,
ooh,
try and
that.
Raise some money that way. Yeah. And... the Lanes, the bar will be open. They'll be making food, so it should be a full day. We're going to start bowling at noon.
Okay.
And we're planning on being done by 5. Doors will open up at 11, so you can get in and start
right.
getting settled in and stuff. But we're going to have entertainment there.
Perfect for Valentine's Day. Hello.
Yeah.
A fun
yeah.
day. And it's
I'm
gonna
catching
be great.
A little bit of flack for that. But.
Don't, though. I think it will be fun.
I think it's
going to
be perfect.
Because you know what? It wraps up at 5 o'clock, right?
Uh-huh. Right.
So, I mean, so that there's still, you have your evening, and plus you have a morning before, you know, before you go bowling.
Correct.
No,
yeah.
listen.
Well, and the Lanes are busy, so it was either Valentine's Day or the Super Bowl, and I think the Super Bowl would have been a really huge failure. So.
Depends on what gender you're talking to, but okay. No,
yeah.
seriously, though, I have, and I'm a woman, and I'm telling you right now, this is not going to be a problem, because most Valentine's stuff is going to go on, this is...
On Saturday.
Yeah, on Saturday.
That's what I
They're
said.
They're going to take them out. You
on
know
Saturday.
What? So don't.
I agree with you.
Yeah. So you can have the best of both worlds.
Yes, you
can
right.
have
you can.
Your Valentine's date on Saturday
mm-hmm.
night and then get up and come and bowl.
Yeah, and have a great time
like,
for
seriously.
Not a it's 5 hours of entertainment for $25.
I know.
Or 20
seriously?
Bucks. It's not, yeah.
Bowling alleys always have the coldest beer.
Really?
Yes, they do. I'm not, yeah, they
well,
do.
Well, in February, if it's not cold enough, just sit outside for a little
it's
bit.
It's going to be great.
Cool right now.
Bowling alleys always do.
But
yeah.
they have the coldest beer?
Yes, they do.
You're funny. I haven't spent enough time in a bowling alley today.
Well, I have.
I'm not very good at it.
I'm not either.
Can I have bumpers?
That's why I sit up at the bar.
Oh.
We can hook LKG up with bumpers. I don't see that being a problem at all.
I just, yeah. Yeah,
so.
I'm not a very good bowler. I really, really like to bowl. But I'm just not very good at it.
I enjoy, I don't bowl.
Yeah.
I've gone maybe 4 or 5 times in my life, but it's fun hanging out.
It
you
is.
Because you can compete and
yeah.
talk and
uh-huh.
yuck
and it's
it
a fundraiser.
And pick on each
like
right.
you're, it's going to be fun
right.
no matter if you are
well,
really
then,
good or really bad, Nancy.
And if
I know.
You really want to kind of have a good time and let your hair down, there's going to be beer frames. We're going to do a turkey shot frame.
Yes.
You know, on the turkey
yes.
frame. So,
right.
People, teams can get into that for like $5. You can get your team involved. And if somebody rolls 3 strikes, everybody gets a shot of wild turkey. So, yeah, we're trying to make it as much fun
Valentine's
as we possibly
Day.
Can. I agree.
I agree.
We have
sounds
a couple
like what
officers.
Sounds like
that,
what happens before the show every Sunday.
We have a DJ business. So, we're going to have officers there playing music and.
Right.
You know, DJing and just having a good time.
Dunk
Very
tank?
Cool.
No. Yeah, we're going to put Steve Cole in a dunk tank outside.
Outside.
I know a girl named Lori who would love that.
Yeah. I don't know. She's a member. She might.
I just,
I'll
yeah.
have to ask her.
I think I'll text her when we're done.
There you go.
Hey, what about the dunk tank? You know, she loves the dunk tank. I think this is a great idea. And I know that, you know, circumstances, COVID, stuff like that have you know, I'm sure that there would have been more fundraisers and things. And so it had, you know, a lot of these things, those circumstances not happen. So it's really super important to come and support this. So it's Saturday night is your Valentine's date.
Yes.
Sunday, February 14th, is your bowling tournament.
Right.
And remember, this, there are a lot of things that these funds cover for our police officers and their families.
Everything goes back to the law enforcement community. It gives us the ability to help them out.
Right.
Again, we're looking for teams of five.
Okay.
But if you can't get a team together, don't worry about it. You can still, you know, send your $25 in, come in. We'll put you in a team. We got guys that are used to the bowling tournament thing, so they're talking about doing some juggling or whatever.
Right.
Working their magic on it. But we'll definitely make it work.
If you're coming alone, you're going to make a friend or two. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll be a good time. We're hoping that we can get everybody registered by January 31st so we know what we have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to do that is to get a list of names of who's going to be on your team and send it to Lakes Area FOP Lodge 19 at P.O. Box 101, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin.
Awesome.
53147. If you have any question, you can contact Glenn Sergeant Edesheim from Lake Geneva at Lakes Area FOP Lodge 19. At gmail.com. And we have flyers made up. We're going to be hanging them up all over the place. So you can, hopefully, your local police department is going to have it there or they can answer questions. I believe you guys are putting it on your website for us.
It's already on the website.
Awesome.
We've shared it on Facebook. Lakes Area FOP Lodge 19 is also on Facebook. And so I'm sure if you send a message through there, you know, one of the guys will pick that up. Just reach out however you can. Also, I can't imagine that if somebody called and said, I have a donation, you would turn that down.
No, we're not. Yeah, we will accept any kind of donation.
Right.
It greatly would be appreciated.
Right. Silent auction. I mean, they can put baskets together. Even if you have gift cards or whatever, you know, there's a lot that can be done with that stuff. So donations or bowlers. That's, you know.
Yeah, and we're hoping to put 18 teams together for this year. It's the first time we've done it. I would really like to see this turn into an annual event.
Sure.
Because I think it's something that could just get huge and be a lot of fun.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
But if we get 18 teams for this year, that's going to be just a huge success.
I bet
for
you
us.
Do.
I hope so.
I bet you do.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I really think that you will because I think everybody wants to get out. You know, there's a lot of pent up.
We do,
yeah. There's no events. There's
looking
nothing
for things
going
to
on.
Do, and this is perfect for that.
That's not online.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. No. Get out. Get some air. Move around. Talk to people.
Right. Socialize. Face to face again.
Mental
it's
health.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe
and
you can write it off on your insurance or something. Mental health day.
I think that's a great idea. I like that.
I don't know if it's a flyer or not, but.
I don't know.
And all the insurance.
If you need new bowling shoes,
call.
Maybe that could help. You know, I mean,
new
shoes.
You could buy bowling shoes.
Yes. Yeah.
Never even thought about buying
ball,
bowling
you could
shoes.
Do your own, yeah.
You know, I really enjoy wearing shoes that 150,000 other people have worn. I love it.
Well, they sanitize.
I know. You know, bowling alleys are probably one of the cleanest places.
They probably are.
To be. No, you don't agree.
I got so many comments that I can't say.
Oh, come on.
Bowling alley.
Just, it'll be between us.
Yeah. I don't want to be bleeped.
Nobody will know.
You sound like you've had experience with that before.
Well,
I don't know.
Saying inappropriate things, yes.
But Lake Geneva Lanes
at 56,
has...
I've kind of realized what I should and shouldn't say sometimes.
Nuh-uh. Oh,
sometimes.
Man. Sometimes. Sometimes Naked Geneva Lanes. It's a whole nother fundraiser.
That's not part of the FOP program.
Next door.
I think they're doing that the following week.
Yeah.
That could be an annual event, too.
Lake Geneva Lanes is where this is happening. Again, on Sunday, February 14th, noon to 5 p.m. But you definitely want to sign up early because 18 teams is not a lot, I don't think. I think you'll do it.
Right.
And so
if you come in late, you know, we're going to do everything. Let's say you show up that day.
Right.
Say, hey, I want a bowl. We will do everything we can to get you in the door, get you on a team, make it work out.
Right.
We're not going to turn anybody away or anything like that. It makes it easier for us to organize if we got everybody in by the 31st.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and we're going to have some pretty cool stuff to auction off.
Oh, yeah.
Wilson Meats from Elkhorn has donated a lot of meat to us.
Ooh, awesome.
That's yeah, great. I think That's half awesome. A pig or something like that. Yeah. No, there's going to be some good things there. What?
Once you start buying meat from someplace like Wilson Farm Meats or Lake Geneva Country Meat or anybody like that, you will not buy it from a store.
Oh, yeah, because mm-hmm. it's so good.
It's so much different. Mm-hmm. It tastes so much better.
And you can talk to people when you go in there. You can ask questions.
Right.
Right.
And they get paid more than, you know, like $7.60 an hour.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They know their stuff.
No, I'm not big on zombie shopping. You know, you just kind of walk around, throw stuff in your cart, and go home.
Yeah.
I'd rather talk to people.
Yeah.
That's why I won't do self-checkout. Unless they give me a discount. If I got to check myself out, I want to save money.
Right. I should get paid.
It's a good
I agree.
Right.
And they won't do that.
I will tell you this, though. There are some times when I will check myself out because I just don't want to deal. I'm just over it. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't. And so I'll do it just. But I only do it if I have like 2, 3, 4 things. It's not like I check out a whole cart full of stuff. I'm not a cashier.
Hmm.
I did that time already. I did that job.
Oh, so you're a good bagger then, too?
I'm an excellent bagger.
That's where I run into issues.
Every woman is.
I run into issues with it.
No, I'm an excellent bagger.
Amy likes to bag herself.
Oh, she does.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
She'll push the bag boy out of the way and pack everything herself.
Right. Well, it's just more efficient. Just trust me. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that Amy and I are like sisters and we just don't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, I think we are in so many ways.
Way too many ways.
It's uncanny.
It's a little scary.
Anyway, just sign up. You can either write your list and send it to the FOP Lodge 19 at P.O. Box 101 and at Lake Geneva 53147. Email Glenn Nettesheim. He is at lakesareafoplodge19@gmail.com. Or, of course, just go on Facebook and find the Lakes Area FOP Lodge 19, specifically that one, and send them a message or check out the information on their Facebook page and get hooked up because this is going to be fun. This is going to be a lot of fun. And good luck.
Thank you.
And
we
may see you there. I don't know. Sounds like Melody's definitely going
to
be there.
I need to.
What does she mean, May?
I don't know. I need to.
I was told you guys are putting a team together.
Well,
that's what I've heard, too.
I heard LJ Keith's going
to
be the team to beat.
Straight from, you know.
That's what I've been told, yeah.
Danielle Gritzner's team is going to be the team to beat. I think that's all she does is bowl.
Probably, but I heard you guys are kind of heavy hitters, so.
Oh, yeah, you know we are.
Can't wait to see that.
Bringing it.
Hey, can you take the ball, like, between your legs and, like, we're heavy
hitters.
I'm sure
you could do that, Nancy. Listen,
like, Nancy, you
can
do
take the ball between
stop
your
it.
Legs.
Stop it.
I'm going to go ahead with
hey,
this.
Hey, listen, this is not the morning show. Okay?
I'm just trying to run away
it's
from
Sunday
this.
Sunday morning.
Yeah.
What's
yeah,
wrong with this?
I got all
this
those comments I can't say.
I know.
Take the ball.
But I'm pretty sure you can do whatever you want.
Listen, I
we'll
asked for.
It happen.
You say we're going to bring it. I asked for bumpers.
Yeah.
So I think we're on two different lanes.
We're going to set up one lane with the bumpers up.
I can set up.
We'll get the one by the wall, too. Like,
right.
Just in case.
Like, just put them at the edge. Just don't let them enter.
Crazy
just somebody,
radio
and
people.
Somebody wait on them so they don't wander about the rest of the
don't
public.
Let them wander around.
It happens all the time, Tom.
This is going to be interesting.
It's going to
be fun.
I can't wait.
Oh, my gosh. I'm planning what to wear.
I'm going
to
tell you something. Hanging out with police officers is hysterical.
Yeah,
it's so much fun.
And
you guys just do the camaraderie and just the sense of humor and just the fun. It's just fun. I'm sorry, it is. And the bowling tournament's going to be awesome.
Absolutely.
We think
you are fun. I mean, I think you're fun too.
Will there be anybody in uniform? So I just want to ask.
You know,
please.
I would not be surprised if. You know, a couple of Lake Geneva officers stopped in to say hi. They're not going to be bowling in uniform. I don't think any agency would allow that. And
why would you?
Yeah, you wouldn't. But
right,
enough.
But well,
to have
I'm
guys
just thinking,
stop
like,
in,
just
yeah,
stop
that
in.
Might happen.
Yeah, that
get
could
something
be,
to eat,
oh, yeah.
Say hi to people.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
the chief.
Not, can't
that's
guarantee
always
it.
Nice.
Well, Chief Rasmussen's a busy guy. I don't know what he'll be doing.
He'll be up north.
I don't know.
I have no idea. I think he's putting together a team right as we speak.
There actually is supposed to be a couple teams coming out of Lake Geneva.
Uh-huh. He's got a couple of crazy, athletically inclined, very good, like, very daughters that you could.
Took a long time to get there.
Well, you know what? Yeah, I'm very.
you need to bring your best. I don't know. Like active, like the girls.
He should put the girls on his team. That's for sure.
You should probably get with him and talk to him about that.
Talk to him about it. Maybe if they won't bowl for him, they'll bowl for us.
Yeah,
I like that idea. Two teams together.
Yes, in uniform.
You know, you can throw them together that day too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all about making it work.
It's gonna work.
This is our plan, and it's the first year of it, so there is going to be hiccups probably, but I think we'll get through it and we'll iron them out for next time.
How hard can it be? You're just having a good time in bowling.
Yeah,
you know it's not Sunday.
Right.
The weather's probably going to be cold and crappy.
Yeah.
The bar's going to be full. There's going to be food.
Yeah.
And entertainment. I don't see how it can go wrong.
It's not going to go wrong.
No, sit down
and crashing
pins. It's gonna
be fun. Have something to drink and relax.
Mm-hmm. Right. And support an excellent cause.
Excellent cause.
Agreed. Excellent cause. Lakes Area FOP Lodge 19 bowling tournament. If I can't say it, I can't go.
She's already backing out.
I know. On Sunday, February 14th, make sure that you get registered because I am betting that this will fill up quickly. But like Tom said, if you just want to show up, you can show up and either bowl or not bowl, but it's going to be a good time no matter what, and it's absolutely for a good cause. Thanks to Lake Geneva Lanes and Wilson Farm Meats for sponsoring, and apparently Lake 96.1 as well.
Yeah, and WLKG for helping us out. You bet.
Yay.
Yeah, and if you don't want to bowl, come on down anyway.
Right.
You know, jump in the silent auction, hang out, have fun, just relax.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
Just
get out of the house.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Come to Lake Geneva. I believe there'll be snow sculptures up.
You're right.
Isn't that Winterfest? Right after Winterfest?
Yes, it is. Right after.
So there'll be a lot of things you can do.
Yeah, but don't the snow sculptures usually melt while they're
judging
them?
Only when it's raining in February in Wisconsin. Oh, right. Because they're making snow sculptures.
That's not going to happen this year.
It's not. No. We need to be positive.
Stephanie Klett doesn't let that kind of stuff happen.
No. She'll be out there.
That's right.
She'll
be out there.
Making sure that they do not melt.
Well, right. I'm waiting for it to drop because it's been way too mild. So
I know.
Winter's coming.
I know.
Yeah. Right. It needs to be. It needs to. It needs to get cold. Our winter sports places need the business.
I have not had a problem with that.
Oh, I know. You're probably on your way there now.
As soon as I leave here, I'm going right to the ski hill.
That's right. Awesome. That's right. Well, you stay safe on the ski hill, especially. No breaking anything.
No, I try not to fall.
Yeah, that'd be good. And we will see you on the 14th.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Enjoy your Sunday.
Coming up next, Don't Even Get Me Started. Oh, my gosh. I know. Yeah.
It's coming.
We'll be right back right here on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
And now for another edition of
Don't Even Get Me Started.
Holy moly.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Where are we going to start?
I don't even know.
What? How far back do we go? There's so much has gone on.
I think that we can agree that this week has been a complete you-know-what show.
Yes, it has. Yeah.
But I can tell you that what I'm frustrated by is the absolute hypocritical nature of...
You think?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I got news for you. And it's actually not news. And this is the part of the conversation that I really believe that lots and lots and lots of people agree about, but they're afraid to say it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
I am not afraid to say it out loud. You're not afraid to say it out loud. But I don't care what building it was. The people that stormed the Capitol were can no more be classified as Trump supporters than the people in Minneapolis who basically burnt the damn city down can be classified as caring about anything that could make forward progress in a Black Lives Matter movement.
True. I completely
They're all animals.
With you. Yes. Yes.
I don't care what you're wearing. I don't care how tall you are. I don't care what color you are. I don't care if you got the flag wrapped around you. I don't care if you have a Black Lives Matter flag wrapped around you. It does not matter to me. Your behavior... Once again, that we have talked about is how we're going to judge you and that you were an animal if that's what you did. And I'm sorry that lady lost her life, but
I'm sorry the police that there have been other people that have lost their lives too. You know what I mean?
There have been other people that lost their lives, except that I do want to say that we have to be very careful when we talk about those people, because those people would have, and I always get emails about this, those people, they died and they didn't have anything to do with this.
Other medical emergencies,
they
correct.
Were other medical emergencies, right. That yes. didn't have anything. And from what right. I understand, and maybe it's for sure out there now, that the police officer didn't die. He didn't die because he was hurt or shot or injured by a protester. He had a stroke or heart attack or some kind of other medical emergency. Now, I haven't tried to find that today. That is what I read Friday morning, yes. Friday yeah. afternoon, that it was a medical emergency. So it is very like, so you can't even, you know, so, here you go with this misleading reporting.
Right.
Okay. You know, that five people died because of it. No, as far right now as we can say is the one gal who jumped through the window, who was shot. She's the victim of that riot.
Right. Right.
A willing participant, obviously, but still the victim of that particular shooting. The rest of them were medical emergencies.
Now, I thought, though, the officer was hit over the head with a fire extinguisher. He did have a stroke. He did die of this with okay. that stroke. But I believe that he did. Okay. I believe that that happened as well. But what I don't understand, though, too, is after that happened, and maybe that there, I'm sure there's more information out now, but this was on Friday morning, but they dug up, like, okay, he was a Trump supporter. Why do they have to put that in the headline? That, you know what I mean? Like,
who was
the policeman that passed away? He was a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
Okay,
see.
Okay. All right. Okay. Like, does that, what does that mean? Why are they including that?
Well,
he was there doing his job
for the same reason that they include
all of these
adjectives that they describe these people with, all these generalizations, mm-hmm. all these. OK, the people that burned businesses in Kenosha could never, ever, ever and will never, ever, ever care less about forwarding progressive, positive movements in racially majority neighborhoods or communities.
Mm-hmm.
That was not their intent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if Black lives did not matter to those people, not in Portland, not in Minneapolis, not anywhere across the country where the riots that lasted, by the way, for 7 months were completely condemned by Republicans,
mm-hmm.
who were encouraged by media and other politicians, where police force, again, was used during those riots. Over 23 people, more than 23 people were shot dead. 700 officers were injured. 150 plus federal buildings were damaged. Hundreds of small businesses were destroyed. And there was no outrage.
None.
From the left.
Right.
It was free speech. It was their First Amendment right
correct.
To protest. They were no. No, 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 no. Just like the Capitol riot lasted for several hours, was condemned by both parties. It was only encouraged by fringe political groups who were likely dressed as Trump supporters, but were obviously not Trump supporters. Police force was used. One person was shot dead. 14 officers were injured. One federal building was damaged. No small businesses were destroyed. But now, all of the sudden, there's outrage.
Oh. Mm-hmm. All
not
over.
Not for any of the people. There's no outrage for the people in Minneapolis,
mm-hmm.
who were, you know, their local businesses that kept their communities going for years and years and years are destroyed and can't come back. Mm-hmm. They just can't come back now.
Right.
They're defunding their police. There's more crime up there than there ever has been.
And like you were, you just mentioned defund the police. There hasn't been any mention about them wanting to defund the police after this happened in D.C. Like they're
It's interesting
them there
to me that lethal force was used on that woman, an unarmed woman. I don't care what color she is. Remember, because it's her behavior. Mm-hmm. I don't even care if she was a woman. She was unarmed. She was really kind of, if you saw the video, I watched the video. Have you seen the video, the whole thing of her being shot?
Mm-hmm.
Why wasn't less lethal force used? I mean, you want to use, you want to shoot him in the leg. You want to use, you know, the sandballs or whatever they call them. You want less lethal force, tasers and all that kind of stuff used in all these other incidents with regard to police officers shooting criminals or suspects or whatever. But that's not what happened here. And I mean, you know, I don't know if you've ever been to the Capitol, and do you have any idea how hard it is to get in that building?
It's very hard.
So when you see videos of people opening gates,
yes,
police officers opening gates.
This was a planned.
Oh,
this was planned.
It is,
and
so
it was
obvious.
Circulated. It was planned on social media. It was planned on social media. Mm-hmm. So it just makes me.
It boggles my mind that the people who represent are supposed to represent us, they're now so outraged at this quote attack, at this insurgence, at this. Have you read the definition of insurgence? It's a rally or an attack against basically a government entity, mm-hmm, that you disagree with. And that you want, basically you're saying, you're not hearing me, I want you to hear me, okay? Well, see, those those messages got drowned out this summer by the violent Antifa and Black Lives Matter and all of these people that had no intention of doing anything to, mm-hmm, to progress any race, creed, color, gender, anything.
Right.
Those messages were drowned out. Okay, well, guess what? The normal, actual conservative, Republican, Trump supporter, Trump, and let's call these Trump policy or Trump goal supporters. Okay, you don't have to like the man. Lots and lots and lots and lots of people did not like Obama, but they voted for him because of what they thought he could or would do. Mm-hmm. But they didn't really like him. I would have never been friends with Trump. That's never, I don't like the guy. I think he's, you know, but his goals and his policies and his commitment is what I voted for.
Mm-hmm.
So for these people, for these representatives to have stood here all summer long and not said one word while their own constituents, their own supporters, neighborhoods were completely destroyed. And now it's on your front doorstep and you're outraged? You weren't outraged when it was happening. You were encouraging it. Mm-hmm. You were encouraging people to go in and bother people at restaurants, and you were encouraging all,
sure,
of this activity.
Yep.
Well, can you blame them? They've been repressed for 7,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can blame them.
Yep.
Because that's not how we go about things. Just like the other day, that was not how we go about things.
No.
And those people that stormed that Capitol, they were not Trump supporters.
Scaling
they were
the
not
wall, the
conservatives.
Gallows, like that's,
right.
All of that is not.
They were
not,
they were conservative
not
Republicans.
No.
They were not patriots.
At all.
The patriots were standing outside. Unarmed.
They were singing.
They were
and
singing.
They were. I know somebody that was there. They were singing and they were saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
Mm-hmm.
And it was completely, it was not the people that were there in support of Trump.
Right.
They were, it was
right.
not that. It
right.
was this other group that
right.
it is just.
So the media continues, though, to stoke this.
Absolutely.
Okay. This
all day that, when did this happen? Wednesday?
Yes.
The whole afternoon. That's all it was.
Right. The, it appears to be too much to ask the liberal media to condemn violence from both sides as well. On Thursday's GMA3 on ABC, which serves as the afternoon hour of Good Morning America, co-anchors T.J. Holmes and Amy Robach pretended they were publicists for the Marxist group Black Lives Matter, whose supporters engaged in many violent riots this past summer. But instead of pointing that out, ABC covered for the left-wing organization by inviting their co-founder to stoke racial hatred against law enforcement over the terrible events of Wednesday. Let me tell you something. The media's complacency and their refusal to admit their role and everybody's refusal to hold the media accountable for their part in stoking all of this behavior is inexcusable.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wants to put 100% of the blame on Donald Trump. And, you know, all these years, what have we listened to? Nothing but negative things. Absolutely. You didn't report one thing positive,
right,
that Donald Trump did. As a matter of fact, all we heard about was attacks and impeachments. We remember that all you've said, not our president, and there's a resistance. We remember Maxine Waters telling followers to harass people in restaurants, the president's spokesperson being kicked out of a restaurant, hundreds of Trump supporters physically attacked, Trump supporters getting doxxed and fired from jobs, riots, looting, a comedian, quote unquote, which she is not, holding up the president's severed head.
It's just disgusting.
All in the name of exercising their First Amendment's rights. I mean, a play in Central Park paid with public funding showing the killing of President Trump. Robert De Niro yelling F Trump at the Tonys and getting a standing ovation. Mm-hmm. Nancy Pelosi tearing up the State of the Union address. And now you all want to be respected? And you're shocked after you poked the bear and poked the bear and poked the bear that somebody came in your neighborhood and had a problem? You know who the complete and utter 100%, 150% the victim in all of this, are the people whose neighborhoods and businesses and lives were destroyed because the government, people in the government, people on a certain side of the government, and actually at this point, it's both sides,
mm-hmm,
couldn't see past their fear, because it's not hatred, it's fear of President Trump, and make sure that they were doing what was right for the people actually on the ground. Now, why these people keep going back and voting for them over and over again, I have no idea.
I don't know.
I mean, how Maxine Waters keeps her job, I have no idea. But those are the people that are the true victims here.
Mm-hmm.
Not the politicians who were so afraid.
Right.
You know, who got on there? Oh, Joe Biden. Let's see. Wait, I have the... I have the copy of what he said.
What he said when he came on.
Because, let's see. Hang on.
And tell you that while you're looking for that, with the reporters on mainstream TV,
mm-hmm,
calling for President Trump to come on TV and tell people to stand down. Do you think...
He did.
But do you think, though, that just because they are all telling him to, that he was going to? But they were all just all up in arms about this, you know?
Right.
And he did. He called in, was it the National Guard? And, but he was. Like, just because he says something about, you know, we need to fight, it's not what happened that day.
Let me tell you something.
Stand up for what you believe in.
Let me tell you something. If those people wanted to take over, they would have. They would have been armed to the hilt. if they were taking over, if it was a true insurrection, we are taking over the government, they would have been, they would have looked like an army, not a 35-year-old woman with a pullover and a red, white, and blue backpack on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like, get a grip. The people who burnt down Kenosha and burnt down, you know, caused all the trouble in Minneapolis and still causing trouble out west and everywhere that they've these things have happened in, those people are more geared up than any of the people that actually entered the White House or the Capitol the other day, not the White House.
The Capitol, right.
So then Joe Biden gets on and says, to storm the Capitol, to smash windows, to occupy offices, the floor of the United States Senate, rummaging through desks on the Capitol, on the House of Representatives, threatening the safety. It's not protest. It's insurrection. Rummaging through the desks? You're worried about the Post-it notes? Is that what you're worried about? Your supply? Your Bic pens? Oh, no, wait. They spend $140 a pen out there. I forgot.
Right.
That's what you're worried about? You weren't worried about the apartment above the furniture store that burnt down in Kenosha where the people lived? You had our vice president-elect go and say how proud she was of this rapist, the sexual assaulter. Never went and talked to anybody who completely innocent bystander in Kenosha whose house or business was destroyed.
Right, right.
You never even went and talked to them. And then you turn around and you want people to stop going through your desk?
Exactly. And
like, what a joke.
Yes, yeah.
What a joke. You didn't care about any of these other people. These poor, and it wasn't, apparently it wasn't insurrection when they went and burnt a police station down.
Correct, right.
Which, if you, again, look at the definition, Google it. It was the same thing. It wasn't a problem then. But, oh, you go do it in that building, and it's a problem.
It's a problem, yes.
Hmm. Yeah. But it's not a problem to burn somebody's business down. Yeah, the whole thing is a problem.
The whole thing is a problem. Yeah. And I just wish that there was just no divide in that. It is a problem when you break into something and burn something or loot something. That's not protesting. That's right. A riot, and you shouldn't do it.
Right.
It's just, it's awful.
Right.
And on a state level, I don't even get me started. I don't know how much time we have left. But I also want to say that with Evers' statement coming out and saying that we have so much more work to do after they found that there should be no charges against the police officer, are you kidding me? To come out and not support the police, the policemen, the police officers, and then you have the Bucks putting out a statement? No. You know
Let me
what?
Tell you something, sports
just
teams.
Just
stay
your
in your
job.
Lane.
Do yeah. your job.
Stay in your lane.
And
you
don't need...
have any kind of intelligent influence over anything.
No. And
stay in your lane.
Yeah. And so I was just, once again,
but there
very
again,
highly disappointed in that statement that
but there
the governor
again,
put out. Like,
absolutely no mention of the young woman that was standing there next to the police officer saying, help me, help my babies. He's got my babies.
Yes.
He's got my babies. What did you think that officer was going to do?
Right.
What did you think he was going to do when mom was standing next to him hysterical?
Didn't he read this? Like, he had a knife. He was he had a knife.
Yeah. And he was going for her car.
And what about
that he had stolen before?
And
with children
them
in it.
That predicament in the first place.
Apparently, that's okay.
It is not our officers.
No.
No. They are there to defuse a situation and did it lawfully. And that's what they found. And then Evers puts out a statement.
Like, right.
In support of, really in support of Blake and Jacob Blake. And no. It's maddening.
It's maddening. And so then, you know, the whole problem is that there are now so many people that have just said, screw it. I'm over it because I vote for you and I want you to go out there and I want you to do something and I want you to stand behind this president, and I want you to, and they didn't do it.
Right.
And then we have people here in this state who we've said, we voted for you. We want something done here. You've got to make, and what happens? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so then everybody stands around and says, well, what's the point in voting then? So then we never win anything because why bother?
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to cheat it away anyway. And for you to say, for anybody to say that there weren't shenanigans, extensive shenanigans during the 2020 election, you have been hiding under a rock.
Yes, it's time to come
out. I mean,
this
is, come on.
Come out and see the light. Because
the only way to fix it is to go back to the way they did it 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go there.
Mm-hmm.
You have to show who you are. You have to claim your ballot that only belongs to you. And you have to put it in writing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to seal it up and you have to hand it to somebody. No machines that can be compromised. And then when the vote count starts, there needs to be 3 people at each stack.
Mm-hmm.
One person counting, one and 2 people watching. That's the only way to make it right. Once you insert the conveniences of machines, because that's where we went wrong, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's where everything went wrong, is we're trying to make it more convenient to vote. I don't think it needs to be more convenient to vote.
Right.
It's pretty important. So if we could get away from all of these modern conveniences where we don't need them,
mm-hmm.
you have to actually get off the couch and go vote.
Right.
I mean, that's the only way to fix that. And that's the only way anybody's ever going to have any confidence again in the election. I have no confidence.
None. No.
I have none.
It's very,
my vote was counted, I guess. I mean, I looked it up. It said it was. And I trust my little tiny, you know, village clerk and everything. So, she,
right.
you know, I mean, I, well, I get it.
You want to put your trust in that.
Right.
You want to put your trust in the system. And it's
right.
just, it's broken. It's
but
something...
I also physically went and put
yes.
my, but, you know,
right. you
like,
did. Yeah.
I actually watched my vote register.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean it couldn't have been changed later. Who knows? I mean,
who knows what happened?
There's
knows,
too many.
Who knows how it happened, but there's something that smells fishy
uh-huh.
and looks
fishy. If it
fishy,
walks like a duck,
talks like a duck,
it's a duck.
Quacks like a duck, it talks
quacks
like a duck.
Like
it's a duck.
I mean, it's just it's and continuing to deny it, you're just kidding yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder, and here's the thing, okay? 70 million people that voted for Trump are ticked off. Okay, you didn't see the rioting and the looting after the election. You didn't see cities burning down. You didn't see any of that nefarious
no, right.
behavior.
Right.
And the behavior that you saw last week, those weren't true patriots. Again, just like the behavior we saw last summer, those weren't people that are truly, truly in favor of doing things to help minority communities.
Correct.
Right.
Yep. They were there for their own agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And they were there to
spite.
Create. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And to create a lot of controversy,
mm-hmm.
which they did, and a lot of divide. And it started a long time before that, but that certainly has not helped anybody.
Right.
And it was just a really sad day. It's just been very sad. And
that's my point. That was a really sad day, but I think that we've had sadder days.
Oh, we've had this.
Like, how come? That's what I'm saying is that everybody's all of a sudden like,
well,
oh my goodness, this is horrible. What are you talking about?
It was horrible.
All of those days, all last summer were horrible.
Right.
But now the media wants to say, oh my gosh.
Well, yes. Yeah.
What?
Right.
So you're leaving all those people behind.
Mm-hmm.
But oh, they started coming after the actual senators and legislators that aren't listening.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have a problem? Well, what do you think the messages were all that other time? They were just drowned out by the violence.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? thanks a lot, rioters and Capitol stormtroopers, because now the message that the actual Trump supporters were there to convey, it got drowned out too.
It sure did.
So nobody is winning with any of the violence. And it doesn't matter what side they're on. And it's more than likely that none of them are on either side. They have their own side.
They do. They do.
So, but you can't, but this generalization and the media saying a group of Trump supporters stormed the Capitol. Okay, those weren't, you don't understand, those weren't Trump supporters. And you have to stop saying that.
Absolutely.
But that's the media's culpability in it. Stop saying that.
Right.
A group of animals stormed the Capitol.
Right.
A group of animals burned down Kenosha, burned down Minneapolis, took over Portland, all those other stories. Mm-hmm. Those were jerks.
Right.
Those weren't supporters of any cause. Except their own selfish behavior. But nobody is held accountable. Nobody's put
in
jail.
Right.
Nobody, not over the election stuff.
No.
Not over any of it.
Nope.
Nobody is held accountable. 30,000 emails. Hillary was never accountable. Mm-mm. Benghazi. Nobody held accountable. And you wonder why people are pissed? But you've got Joe down the street here that, you know, he's got some leg pain from being in a, you know, from being a veteran, and he smokes a little medical marijuana once in a while and got popped with it, and he's in jail for 2 years? Huh?
Something is wrong.
What is
Something
wrong with this wrong. System?
Right.
But yeah, Tyler August put out a statement saying they should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. And I made a comment and said, that's the problem. Nobody is ever prosecuted to any extent of the
law.
Nobody
is. Nobody
ever. So what's the point? But the media and their adjectives, that makes it opinion, people, not news, just like this show. This is our opinion.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't news. You know all this stuff. We're not making anything up. We're not going out and finding
You're
it.
Just
it's finding
what
us.
A lot of people are thinking.
But I'm telling you, a lot of people are thinking.
Yes.
A lot more people than you think.
Right.
On both sides are done.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very disappointed. Very disappointed on both sides. Because let me tell you something. The people in those Democratic cities who are standing here watching their Democratic representatives just be beside themselves at what happened on Wednesday, but not so beside themselves when that stuff was happening in their neighborhoods. Do you think that they're enamored by this behavior? No. They're ticked too. It's not just the conservative, it's the liberals as well.
Mm-hmm.
And until the people in DC and until the people in the state capitals realize you're not listening. And if you are listening, you're not executing any action to make it so. You know, I expect to see a lot of people out of jobs, a lot of politicians, a lot of elected officials over the next, we'll call it 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
They will not have their jobs very much longer because they are not doing what they need
right.
to do.
Absolutely.
And
I
what
agree.
They need to do is listen and do what the people are telling you to do. And stop making it up. Like Nancy Pelosi, I'm sorry. Nobody said, oh, please listen to us. We need millions and millions of dollars to go to the Kennedy Center instead of being put into the stimulus plan.
Right.
You tell me why. And we're going to talk more about money
next week
on the show.
Yes, we need to.
We have a new little segment that we're going to start next week called Show Me the Money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you see things like money for the Kennedy Center or, you know, $150 million for gender studies. Uruguay or wherever the hell it was,
right.
like what? And
what?
Instead of helping businesses stay afloat in the United States and only giving people $600 doesn't even cover people's rent.
No. Why are we last
on
that list?
Right.
We should be first.
Right.
And why are we helping these different countries?
I don't know.
Like, why?
But they strong-arm.
Roll that into
because they strong-arm. They leverage
it. Yes, I know.
The Republicans stand around saying, just give us a package that covers the stimulus stuff, the business stuff, this, and this.
Businesses, families.
And they say, oh, well, we're going to give you that, but you're going to give us this.
Yeah.
No. Those are the laws that need to be changed that even allow that.
Yeah. Like,
because it happens here too. Mm-hmm. It happens statewide. It happens locally. It's they call it negotiation. I call it screwing everybody mm-hmm. at this point, because the actual goals, they're not being reached.
Right.
The helping the people that need the help, they're absolutely not getting the help.
Absolutely not.
Nope. So we'll see as we go forward. But next week, we're going to talk about that stimulus package.
Uh-huh.
And we're also going to talk about Tony Evers just sort of having a spending frenzy because he ran out of time. And, you know, where some of that money went as far as the CARES Act that he was going to lose. And if we did lose any of it, I mean, I think that also remains to be seen, because who knows if the decisions that were made were under the parameters that were set for what that money was supposed to be spent on. I mean, we don't even know that yet.
Right.
So,
right.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. And you can't blame Donald Trump for your state not organizing and doing things the way they have. We have it. If you want something done, use the National Guard, period. Use the National Guard. But at one point, a couple weeks ago, 60-some percent of the vaccines that we had available, already sitting on the ground in Wisconsin, hadn't been allocated yet.
And why?
Like, this is a no-brainer, man.
Right.
Hospitals, nursing homes.
Yes.
Until all of the hospitals and all the nursing homes are taken care of, all the first responders, all the hospitals,
I tell you,
all the nursing homes are taken care of, nobody should be getting one.
And if we don't take care of them first, we're screwed. Be in a world of hurt.
Yep. They've gotten through
ASAP.
Yep.
I mean, it's
on a whole
national level, this has to happen.
Absolutely.
You know? I mean,
but you can't implement a national
plan. I just know that there's other states that
right.
I mean, I just,
but that's what they're saying is oh, well, you know, Trump didn't, you know, Trump has failed to disperse these vaccines. No. The vaccines got to the states where they needed to be. It was up to the states to figure out. I mean, it's like you don't want a dictator, but you want him to dictate.
Right.
Okay.
Man, I just tell you, he has some big shoulders to carry all of this, well, all of these things that people are throwing his way. And it's sad the way that this is ending for mm-hmm. his presidency.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to tell you, like, I just think I feel bad.
It is. It is very sad.
I feel bad for his family. And
you know why? Because people have no idea what they've done, what they've accomplished, what they've accomplished for women, mm-hmm. what they accomplished for LGBTQ in other countries, mm-hmm. What they've accomplished for African Americans, no wars, right. Ended wars. Brought soldiers back.
Brought our troops home.
Increased our militaries. I mean, it's just, it's people don't have any idea because the media just decided from the get-go that
they didn't like him.
Right.
They didn't like him.
Right.
He was not a politician.
And they're scared of him
mm-hmm.
because it's all a vicious circle of illegal money, probably.
Right. Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It just is.
We'll find out.
So we'll find out as we move forward. We will find out, but yeah, this was a very sad day.
Yep.
Very sad week. And I don't know. 2021, please don't say hold my beer.
No.
We can't take any more.
No, we can't. We really can't.
Nope.
Take care of yourself. Mental health is so important.
And oh, gosh, for sure.
Take care of yourself. And yeah. And speaking of that, take care of yourself so we can come back here next week.
I will be here next week.
Okay, good.
It'll be the following week. We don't know.
Okay.
I think.
Perfect.
I know, we'll see.
We'll find out. Okay.
I don't know. My daughter wants to go out of town. She wants to go on a ski trip. And she's like, can I bring the kids? I'm like, well, I have to be able to take care of the kids.
It's true.
Like, they're 2 and 5. And I'm like, yes, I always want the children. As mm-hmm. a matter of fact, you don't even have to come in. Just drop the children off.
Just drop the kids off at the door.
But Ellie, yeah. Her favorite word is up, please, up, please, up,
oh,
Nana,
and you can't
up,
do
Nana,
that.
And I can't pick her up right now. So
yeah. We'll get better and or relax. And
hey, if I just sit still and I don't move, I'm great.
Just sit still.
It's great.
Just sit still.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyway, coming up next. I'm sure Joni's like,
I know Joni's like, she's always what talking, oh, is Nancy's going back. On here?
Nancy's back. So
hold on, Joni. Throwing
maybe
it to
I'll
you.
Start my show at 9:30 instead of 9. But anyway, she's coming up. And all day long, more music right here on Lake 96.1. We'll see you next week right here on Life Matters.